Albayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance, and we ask for His forgiveness. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, there is no misguidance for this individual. And whomsoever He subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no guidance for this individual. We bear witness, testify, and proclaim that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except the Almighty Allah, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His perfect slave and messenger. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of total submission towards Him. It's no surprise, my brothers, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He tests His slaves in that which He sees befitting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test every single one of us and each one of us in a way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And this is something which we've mentioned time and time again. And this is something which everybody here has definitely heard from myself. But this is something which we need to constantly drill into our minds, so we are aware that Allah Azza wa Jal will trial us. Allah will put us and hold us to account. And Allah Azza wa Jal will send calamities our way to know who is the truthful and to know who is the liar. To know who is paying lip service to this religion and to know the one that is exerting himself for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Alif Lameem, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah, He says, Alif Lameem, do the people think that they will be left alone because they say we believe? They say it on their tongues, we believe, and they will not be tested. But indeed, we shall test them, and Allah will make it known those who are the truthful. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah will make it known those who are the liars. And all of us need to remember that through these calamities and these trials, wallahi, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us of an individual on the day of resurrection that will be dipped into the fire or into paradise. But these individuals, one dipped into the fire, he had everything in this dunya which he could have dreamed of. The one that was dipped into paradise, he was an individual who was from those who were most severely tested in the dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, يُؤْتَ بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. That a man who was given the most in the dunya, who had the most luxury in the dunya, who was the most pleasured in the dunya, he will come. يُؤْتَ بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا, the most مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, from the people of the fire. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of resurrection. فَيُسْبِغُ فِي النَّارِ صَبْغَةً ثُمَّ يُقَالُ يَبْنَ آدَمْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطْ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطْ. That this individual will be dipped into the hellfire, one dip, just one. In the dunya, he had everything. But as soon as he is dipped into the fire, he will forget everything. And it will be said to him, O son of Adam, did you ever feel like you were in a state of luxury? Did you ever find comfort? Did you ever get any material blessing? The man will say, La wallahi ya Rabbi. No, by Allah, O my Lord, I did not get anything. I did not go through any luxury. I did not go through any comfort. But the opposite is also true, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, وَيُؤْتَ بِأَشَدِّ النَّاسِ بُؤْسًا فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And the individual that was trialed the most, that was put to the most calamities and tribulations from the people of paradise, he will come or he will be brought and he will be dipped into paradise. He will be dipped into paradise. فَيُصْبَغُ صَبْغَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطْ هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَطْ. It will be said to him, did you see anything? Any form of hardships? Any form of calamities? He will say, لا والله يا ربي ما مر بي بؤس قط ولا رأيت شدة قط. He will say, by Allah, my Lord, I never felt anything. I never felt any calamity. I never felt any hardship. I never felt any struggle. These are the individuals that are put to test but are patient. And the opposite is also true. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله خير. How amazing, how wonderful is the affair of the believer. Indeed, all of his affairs are good. Everything is good for him, no matter what happens to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. If prosperity reaches him, he praises Allah, he thanks Allah, and that is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if any adversity, if any pains, any hardships, any calamities afflict him, he is patient, and that is good for him. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is for no one except the believer. But some individuals, they think that getting tested and trialed is only when something gets taken away from you. Is only when something gets taken away from you, or when you feel pain and suffering, anxiety, exhaustion and the likes. Wallahi, this is not the case. This is not the case. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, will surely test you in basically hardships and in also prosperity and the likes. And Allah Azza wa Jal telling us the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the son of Dawood alayhi salam, when he was inspecting the birds, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ. He inspected the birds and he saw one type of bird that wasn't there. So he said to himself, يعني, it's not here. So he ended up saying a few things, and Allah Azza wa Jal continues the verses until the Hudhud bird comes back and it says that I came to you with some news that you do not know. Indeed, I came from an area called Saba, and I saw over there a woman, a lady. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this story in the Quran in Surah An-Naml. A lady ruling over them, and she has a mighty throne, or she's been given from everything. And she has a mighty throne. Then Sulaiman alayhi salam sent this Hudhud bird with a letter to go and drop it off to them. And after a bit of exchange, and they sent messengers to Sulaiman alayhi salam and the likes, they were going to come to Sulaiman alayhi salam submissively. Submissively. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us how Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said to the chiefs there, which of you can bring me her throne? He wanted her throne now. Did not Allah Azza wa Jal tell us how the Hudhud bird told Sulaiman alayhi salam that she has a mighty throne, a grand and great throne? So then Ifrit says from the jinn, as Allah tells us, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. Obviously, as we know, some certain types of jinn have been given some certain types of abilities, which of course we have not been given. Some have been given the ability to fly. Some have been given the ability to have super strength, if you'd like to say. Some to travel at extraordinary speeds. Allah tells us that this certain type of jinn, the ifrit, he said to Sulaiman, I will give you her throne, or get you her throne, before you stand up from your resting place, from your seating position. But then Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us of another individual that was there that said, I will get it to you. قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ. I will get you her throne, another individual said. Who was this individual? The ulama, they differed. Let's just say he was a jinn as well, a certain type. They said, or it said, that I will get you her throne before you, the blink of your eye. And he did, and it did. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us how the throne was before Sulaiman. And what was Sulaiman alayhi salam's answer? He says, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is from the bounty of my Lord. What happened? It wasn't a trial. It wasn't a tribulation from what we know or as we know, but wallahi it was a big trial in reality. As Sulaiman alayhi salam, he says, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. He said, this is from the bounty of my Lord, so he can test me to see if I'm going to be grateful or ungrateful. So Allah Azza wa Jal inspires to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a story which happened at the time or from the individuals of Bani Israel. Israel alayhi salam, as we know, meaning Ya'qub alayhi salam, another name given to our Prophet Ya'qub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, or inspired to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who told us that Allah Azza wa Jal tested three individuals from Banu Israel, one being a leper, one being a bald man, and one being someone who was blind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells us the narration as follows. So he says, he sent to them an angel who came to the first individual, and this first individual was a leper. And a leper, my brothers, is someone with a skin disease, a skin condition. And obviously, depending on the severity of the leprosy, it depends. Yani obviously, depending on the leprosy itself, depends how severe it is. Some individuals may have mild forms. Some individuals may have moderate forms. Some individuals may have severe forms of leprosy. This individual, and Allah knows best, had severe form, or a severe form of leprosy. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us that he sent to them an angel. Allah Azza wa Jal sent to the leper an angel. And he told this individual, this leper, what is the thing that you like most? So the leper replied, good color and good skin, for the people have a strong aversion to me. So the angel came and asked, what would you like most? What do you want? Imagine someone asking you this question now, what would our answer be? Yani from the dunya, what is the one thing that you want? So he said, I want good skin and a good color. And subhanallah, in saying this, this individual desired all of this. Why? So that the people can look at him differently. And inshallah, we're going to touch up on that. And this good skin and good color is something which Allah Azza wa Jal has already blessed us all with. Alhamdulillah, wallahi. Without us even needing to ask for it. Without us even needing to ask for it. Your blessings, my brothers, is some things, or are things which many people would kill to have. Sometimes people, they look at themselves and they dislike something in and of themselves. But I assure you that someone out there will die and will kill to have that which you had. To have that which you had. And Allah Azza wa Jal obviously blesses us with many, many different things. And remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice to always look at those who are below you. To look at those who are below you, so you do not become ungrateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani you have a limp. There are some individuals that don't even have feet. Your eyes hurting, for example, there are some individuals that don't even have eyes. They can't even see. They're blind. You have an ear condition. Some individuals are deaf, for example. You weren't able to go and study there. Alhamdulillah, you're still walking and talking and breathing and the likes. You think yourself maybe to be ugly, or there might be something which you dislike in yourself, but this is the creation of Allah. And wallahi, as I said, everything that you possess, there is someone out there that will die and that would kill to have what you have. And at the end of the day, what is beauty anyway? You go and get the most beautiful, for example, of women, and people are going to end up getting over her. You go get the most beautiful of women, and someone, or in someone's eyes, she may be the ugliest of the ugly. You yourself might be, for example, or you may think you are not the most beautiful of individuals, but like I said, in someone's eyes out there, wallahi, you are more than beautiful. You might think you're not attractive, but in someone's eyes you are. This is the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Never ever become ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, these things, this is what the leper said. I want good color. I want good skin. Why? Because the people, they avert from me. The people, they find me repugnant. They find me ugly. They find me disgusting. They find me revolting. So what did the angel do? The angel touched this individual and the illness was cured. He touched the individual and the illness was cured, and he was given good color and beautiful skin. But our point here, my brothers, it's so important to understand, tawheed-wise, aqeedah-wise, that this angel may have touched, but it is Allah Azza wa Jal who relieves the slaves from their calamities. The angel may have touched, but it is Allah Azza wa Jal who relieved this individual of this leprosy and gave him this good and beautiful skin. Just like Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, he was given certain miracles. From the miracles he was given was that he could give life to the dead. From the miracles that he was given is that he cured the blind and he cured the leper. From the miracles that he was given were a few and many. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us in the Quran how Isa alayhi salam, he says, وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that I cure the leper and I cure the blind and I give life to the dead. But look at the tawheed, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, not by my will, not by your will, only Allah Azza wa Jal is able to do this. So the angel then asked him after this, what kind of property do you like? What would you like out of property? Would you like land? Would you like money? Would you like cattle, etc.? The individual says, I wish for a camel. Yani, I'd like a camel. He replied saying, I want camels. So then Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave this individual a pregnant she camel. Pregnant, as we're going to see, that gave birth and ended up building his empire in reality in respect to the caravan of the camels and the likes. So the angel after this, that's the first person, the leper taken care of. Then the angel goes to the bold man and he says, what thing do you like most? So he says that I like good hair and I wish to be cured of this disease, for the people feel repulsion, aversion from me. Now, I'm not saying being bald is a disease, as he said here. Why exactly? no one's saying that here. But why he mentioned it like this, and Allah knows best, is because at that time, as some have mentioned, it was looked at as a defect. At that time, as some have mentioned, when the people would wear a turban, if they did not used to see some hairs and the likes come from the end, then they would look at it as a bit repulsive and the likes. So he says, I would like to be cured from this. So then the angel went to the, after going to the bald-headed man, he touched him. The angel touched this individual and his illness was cured. He ended up having a head full of hair. And then the angel asked him, what kind of property do you like best? He replied, cows. I like cows. Then the angel gave him, obviously by the will of Allah, a pregnant cow and said, may Allah bless you in it, as he did for the first one with the camel. Then the angel went to the blind man. Now we've taken care of two. The angel went to the blind man and he said, what thing do you like most? So what did this individual, he reply? He didn't just say, I like to, or I'd like to be able to see again. No. He says, I like that Allah restore my eyesight to me so that I may see the people. So the angel touched his eyes and Allah gave back his eyesight. And look at this tawheed and look at this remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that restored the eyesight of this blind individual, because only Allah Azza wa Jal is able to do this. The angel touched, but Allah Azza wa Jal restored. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone that can do this. Who is the one that gives life to the death, to the dead, and makes the dead come back to life? It is Allah. Who is the one that we direct all of our worship or acts of worship to? It is Allah. Who is the one that forgives his slaves and that we ask for forgiveness? It is Allah. Who is the one that possesses the dominion of the kingdom or the kingdom of the heavens and the earth? Who is the one that distributes the rizq, the provision for the slave? Who is the one whose judgment we seek? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. No one else. So this individual, you can get a glimpse of his character based off the way he responded. When the angel said, what would you like most? What did he say? He says, I would like that Allah grant me this. That Allah Azza wa Jal restore my eyesight. Whilst the others just said, I would like this for my condition to improve, my illness to go away, and etc. And on top of that, he didn't say he wants it for the people. But he said, what? So I can see the slaves, so I can see the creation. The other two individuals, when they said, I would like this, I would like this, they said, because the people find me repulsive. The people find me repugnant. But this individual, he said, I would like that Allah restores my eyesight. Why? So I can see, so I can look at them, so I can contemplate the creation of Allah and think about the creation of Allah. Not because people are looking at me awkwardly. Not because people are looking at me in a weird way. Not because people are criticizing me and the likes. No, but so I can see, so I can benefit. And it's known that no matter what you do, no matter how you look, no matter how you dress, no matter what you say, wallahi, you are always going to be criticized. Always. You are always going to get spoken about. You are always going to get backbitten. You are always going to get slandered. There's always going to be individuals that speak about you and that criticize you. And this is no surprise, for if the best of the best were treated like this, then what about us? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, Nuh alayhi salam, as he was constructing the ship, being ridiculed at, mocked at, laughed at, and he was from the best of prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكَ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ قَالَ إِن وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّن قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُ مِنْهُ قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, when Noah alayhi salam was constructing the ship, that every time some chiefs from his nation would come past, they would start to mock at him and laugh at him, speak about him, ridicule him. But Allah Azza wa Jal tells us Noah alayhi salam's response. He says, indeed, if you mock at us now, if you criticize, if you mock and laugh and the likes at us now, indeed we are going to be mocking at you the way you are mocking at us. So the angel asked him, this individual who was a blind man, who Allah restored his eyesight after this, what kind of property do you like best? So he replied, sheep. I like sheep. So the angel gave him a pregnant sheep, and afterwards all the three pregnant animals, they gave birth to their young ones and multiplied. And the hadith says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and these brought forth so much that one of the three men had a herd of camels filling the valley, and the other one had a herd of cows filling the valley, and another one had a herd of sheep filling the valley. So each one of them got that which they deserve. And now Allah Azza wa Jal tests them again, and he sends to them an angel. To the first one, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sends an angel to the leper, the one that was previously a leper, and Allah cured him with, or disguised as a man suffering from a severe condition of leprosy. Just like he was previously, Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent an angel in the form of a man suffering from a severe condition of leprosy and poor, the way that this individual was. So what did this angel do? This angel went to the leper in the form of the man, and he said, I am a leper, and I am a poor man who has lost all means. I don't have anything. I've lost all means of livelihood on my journey, so none will satisfy my need except Allah and then you. In the name of He who has, he's asking by Allah Azza wa Jal now, and the hadith says, whoever asks you by Allah or the name of Allah, then do not reject them. So he says, I ask you by the name of the one who gave you or restored your skin to you, or gave you a colorful and beautiful skin, and the one that gave you so much property, I ask you to give me a camel so that I may reach my destination. But what did this individual reply? And put yourself in his circumstance, my brothers. What would you reply, wallahi? So the man replied, I have too many obligations. Yani basically, I'm not going to give you. I've got too much on my plate. Then the angel said, but I think I know you. Weren't you the one who was a leper? Yani like me. Weren't you the one who was a leper? And the one who people used to get disgusted from? Who people used to feel or avert from? Who people used to feel repulsed from? Weren't you a poor man? Then Allah Azza wa Jal gave you all of this. So look, subhanallah, how this individual who was once a leper responds. Yani, I got too many obligations. I've got too much on my plate. And look at us sitting here today. Wallahi, it's a blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal allowed us to come to His house on a Friday night, when so many people out there are in pubs, clubs, doing all of this haram. It's a blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal allowed us and guided us in 2020 to sit here studying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a blessing. And from the best of blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal made us Muslims and did not make us like animals, for example. It's a blessing, wallahi, just us sitting here. So don't be like this individual, my brothers. And don't say like what he was or he is about to say. So he said what initially? I have too much obligations. And today is the same. Today is the same. You tell a brother, give for the sake of Allah, brother. I got my wife. I got my kids. I got my education. I got my this, I got my that, I got my internet bill. Like today, I've got my appointment to do my eyebrows. But when it comes to do or put a dollar for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, I have too much obligations, a'udhu billah. But what about I have to give for the sake of Allah? What about I have to build my akhirah? Why is it all I have? But when it comes to I have to build my akhirah, to make Allah happy, we are unfortunately some far from this. So, what did he reply now after the angel said, weren't you this person who was a leper? Weren't you this? Weren't you that? Didn't Allah Azza wa Jal give you? Weren't you poor? And then this individual, what did he say? He said, this is all wrong. Everything which you said, it's all wrong. I got this property through inheritance from my fathers, my father and my father's father and my father's father's father. He didn't return or he didn't attribute the blessing to Allah Azza wa Jal. He attributed it to himself and his lineage and the likes. And this is something which we know many of the tyrants, they did. Qarun, for example, when Allah Azza wa Jal gave him and gave him and gave him, as we mentioned the story of Korah, the story of Qarun, like what Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran, he did not attribute the blessing to Allah. He attributed it to himself, and this is so dangerous. Don't ever, ever think, my brothers, that it's you. Don't ever think that, wallah, I worked for this. I did this. The money is because of me. The knowledge is because of me. The muscles are because of me. Wallahi, it is all from Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything that you possess and that you have, from the money in your wallets and your pockets, from the money in your bank accounts, from the houses and the property that you own, to the clothes that you own, to the food that is put on your table, it is all from Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahi, don't ever, ever be like this individual to say it was from me or it was from my forefathers. And what did the angel ask him for? Did he ask him for 2 camels, 3 camels, 4 camels, everything? No, 1 camel for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look how much you have. All I'm asking for is 1 camel. But this is the trait which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispraises in the Quran, the trait of stinginess. The trait of loving the dunya, the trait of loving money, the trait of being closed-fisted and tight-fisted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ Ya subhanallah wa yaktumuna ma atahumullahu min fadli. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, indeed Allah does not like those who are proud and boastful. And then Allah describes them. What does he say? Those who are miserly, those who are stingy, those who are tight-fisted, and they enjoin others to be stingy, and they hide, they cover what Allah bestowed upon them of His bounties. Some people today are like this, wallahi. They spend hundreds of dollars a week, thousands of dollars a week on KFC, for example, or Apollo's, or McDonald's, or Hungry Jack's. They'll happily spend hundreds of dollars out there for fast food and takeaway and for sports and to go attend this and to go attend that. But wallahi, when it comes to investing in their akhirah, they are far away from this. This is because they fear poverty. Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us that this is what shaitan wants. As-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan minhu wa fadla. Wallahu wasi'un alim. That Allah or shaitan, Allah says that shaitan, he threatens you with poverty and orders you to commit evil deeds. But Allah Azza wa Jal, he promises you forgiveness from himself and bounty. And Allah is all sufficient. Or Noah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us to give. And he tells us to spend, because on the day that our souls will be taken out, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that when death approaches this individual, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, Allah says, and give and spend from that which we blessed you with. from that which we provided you with. It's not your money. It's not yours. It's Allah Azza wa Jal's. And give and spend from that which Allah provided you with. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ. Before or less death approaches one of you. فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This individual, he will say what? Ya Allah, oh my Lord, if only you would give me a bit more time. If only you would give me respite. Why? To fast? No. To pray? No. But to give in charity. To give for another, subhanallah, to give yani another dollar, another $10, another $100, another $1,000, whatever I'm able to give. And it's so sad that today as well, you see some people, and I heard that years ago, with my very own ears, an individual, a da'i, standing up collecting for a fundraiser, collecting donations. And unfortunately, an ignorant individual, he says, this individual, again, all he does is ask for money. But wallahi, you should be happy that he is giving you the opportunity to give. If you don't want to give, that's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're not able to give, that's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah reward you if you have the intention there. But why would you sit there speaking about someone asking for a donation? Someone asking you to do a deed, which is one of the most beloved deeds to Allah Azza wa Jal. That if you were to give because of him telling you this, on the day of resurrection, wallahi, you would want to kiss his feet. You would thank him. Thank him. So the angel after this, disguised in the shape, brothers, kids. Hello. You're more than welcome to talk. If you'd like to talk, you can go to the back. Barakallahu feekum. It's up to you. I'll give you the option. You want to sit and listen, or you can go to the back and talk. We love you in the masajid, but if you'd like to talk, ahla sahla. There's a private room in the back, Allahumma barik. Sheikh Zuhair's office. You can sit there and talk, inshallah. So the angel after this, disguised in the shape and appearance of a bold man now, because the angel, what did he say? When this individual said, I have too many obligations, when this individual said, it wasn't Allah, it was me, the angel, he said, if you are a liar, may Allah return you to your previous state. What a dua, subhanallah, from an angel. If you are a liar, may Allah Azza wa Jal cause you and return you to the way you were, to have leprosy and to be a poor man. So the angel after this went to the second individual, which was who? The bold man. And he was disguised in the shape and appearance of a bold man himself. And he was poor, disguised in this kind of disguise. He said, I'm a poor man. 1, 2, 3. And he said to him the same as what he said to the first individual. He said, can I just have just one cow? This individual wanted cows. Allah blessed him with cows that filled the valley. All we want, or all I want, is one cow. That's it. For the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he too answered the same as the first one. And the hadith says that the angel said, if you are telling a lie, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you as you were before. The angel, disguised in the shape of a blind man, ended up going once again, as we said, the third individual now, to the blind man. And he too was disguised as a blind man, being poor now. And he says to this blind man, I am a poor man. And I'm a traveler, and my means of livelihood have been exhausted whilst I've been on this journey, and I have nobody else to help me except Allah, and then you. And then he says, I ask you in the name of Allah, who has given you back your eyesight and given you that which you possess, to just give me one sheep, to help me with one sheep so I may complete my journey. And this individual, he knew the hadith, and inshallah we're almost finished, 5-10 minutes. He knew the hadith, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْ مَالٍ وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That charity does not decrease wealth, wallahi. Giving does not decrease wealth. And whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal will raise him. What did the man reply? When this angel now, in the disguise of a blind man being poor, ask him for one sheep. What did the man reply? I have too many obligations like the other two. No. Did he reply saying, I can't give you? No. He had all of this. And this is how he replies. He says, no doubt I was blind and Allah gave me back my eyesight. I was poor and Allah Azza wa Jal made me rich. So take anything that you wish from my property. By Allah, he says, I will not stop you from taking anything that you need of my property. You may take whatever you like for Allah's sake. I won't criticize you. I won't question you. I won't ask you. Then the angel replied, keep your property with you. You have all been tested and Allah is pleased with you to the individual which gave for the sake of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal is displeased with you two who withheld for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now once again, look at us, my brothers. In the past, for example, many of us were doing it very tough, whether financially, whether mentally and psychologically, whether physically, our health and the likes, whether you started off with nothing, but Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that blesses, whether it's knowledge, wealth, property, all of these things. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has blessed us to be where we are today. It is Allah Azza wa Jal that took us from that and into this. And in reality, if we had none of that, wallahi, Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful to us. And are we indeed thankful to Him? If we had nothing of wealth, if we had nothing of property, if we had nothing of family, if we had nothing of luxury clothing, if we had nothing whatsoever except Islam, except that Allah Azza wa Jal guided us to Islam, we have everything in reality. If we have nothing but we possess Tawheed, we have everything in reality. How many individuals Allah has given them and trialed them and put them to tests and tribulations by giving them in the dunya and giving them in the dunya and giving them in the dunya, but all they do is ending up being ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they end up further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this individual who has nothing except Tawheed, which is everything, except Islam, which is everything in reality. This individual is the closest to Allah Azza wa Jal, and this individual is only furthering himself away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And don't think that if Allah Azza wa Jal gives someone, it necessarily means that He's blessed them in respect to His favoring them and in respect to His pleased with them. No, wallahi, some individuals, they have degrees. Some individuals, they go and they want to study at uni and they study, alhamdulillah, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 degrees. Some individuals have businesses galore and money coming from every angle. But don't just think that this necessarily means that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you. No, it may, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. Allah Azza wa Jal is testing you with this. And if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fee, wallahi, be scared that it may be that Allah Azza wa Jal is allowing you to go, allowing you to get more and more and more, so that when He takes you with a severe punishment. As some ulama, they said, it is like an individual climbing a ladder. If Allah Azza wa Jal was to take this individual from the bottom of the ladder, He'll have only a small punishment. He will only be punished a little bit. But Allah Azza wa Jal will let the disbelievers, Allah Azza wa Jal, He will let the oppressors, Allah Azza wa Jal, He will let the rebellious and the polytheists go and go and go and climb that ladder and get bigger and bigger and bigger and give and give and give, until Allah Azza wa Jal will take them from the peak of that ladder with a severe punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Wallahi, this hadith, my brothers, is from the most beautiful of a hadith I've personally read and explained and the likes. So let us take a lesson from that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that the stories of the Quran, they're there. And Allah narrates to us the stories, they're there for us to give a thought to, for us to contemplate and ponder upon, and for us to act upon the lessons. And likewise, the stories of the Sunnah and the likes, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us and teaches us these things. He didn't tell us this story just so, wallah, we can go to sleep tonight and say, wallah, that was a beautiful story, subhanallah, and that's it, be it, and close the gates like that. No, He tells us these things so we can take a lesson from these things and act upon that which we've heard. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to do that and to act upon that which we heard today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and gather us in paradise, in a gathering better than this gathering. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and have mercy on us. Wallahu a'la wa a'lam wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa jazakumullahu khayra, brothers.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.